Hello, and welcome to a new series of hypnosis sessions that I am calling Mind Prep. Today, you may call me Professor Mutt. In this series, we will prepare your mind with new skills and adjustments that make it easier for you to get totally mind-fucked. Whether you are new to hypnosis or a long-time mindless subject, I think you will learn something new. The full list of suggestions is in the description, as always. The goal is to create empowered subjects with enough agency over their minds that they can safely give control over to another person in further and deeper ways than they could have before. For now, since this is about hypnosis, let us begin by hypnotizing you. The process is as easy as always. Simply focus, listen, and follow along. That's right. Let yourself relax and nestle into our little conversation. Make yourself cozy, shut off outside distractions, and just focus, listen, and follow along. Take a nice, slow, gentle breath in. Good. Now let it go. Just keep breathing slowly and gently now. And as we live our lives, there are many teachers we encounter. Some teachers teach you about science, while others teach you about society. Some teachers teach you about sex and submission. And there are some teachers who teach you about yourself. Sometimes you have a teacher who teaches you about all of the above. And when you meet someone who is very wise and knowledgeable, it's a very wise choice to focus, listen, and follow along with what they have to say. You can learn quite a lot about science, society, sex, sensuality, submission, and quite a bit about yourself and your mind if you make the wise decision to focus, listen, and just follow along. And once I had a teacher who taught me how to hypnotize someone with no words at all. He had me do all sorts of strange and unusual exercises that didn't seem to have anything to do with hypnosis. He had me hold a pendulum dangling gently from my hand and simply focus on the natural swing of the pendulum, back and forth, left to right, or swinging in a circle. I wonder if you can imagine how I felt watching the pendulum swinging back and forth with no real sense of the purpose of the exercise. But I followed the instructions of my teacher, and by the end of the lesson, I had hypnotized someone without using a single word at all. And the teacher told me that the pendulum would allow me to better communicate with my unconscious mind, and that all hypnosis is a process of communicating with unconscious minds, such as your own. And you may have heard that everyone has a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. And some say there is even a third mind as well. But that isn't quite the reality. Your unconscious mind is a metaphor. You have one brain and one mind, and your brain and your mind are one and the same. And there is one small function of your brain called consciousness, and the rest of the functions of the brain are what we call unconscious. And what your conscious mind does is whatever you do that you are conscious of doing. And what your unconscious mind does is whatever you do that you are not aware that you are doing. And so we call the things you're aware of your conscious mind, and the things you are not conscious of your unconscious mind. Even though you only have one mind, you are simply only conscious of a very small slice of everything that you are doing at any given time. And what my teacher taught me is that hypnosis is a process of communicating with the part of your mind that is outside of your conscious awareness, your unconscious mind. So you may find that I am speaking to your conscious mind in one way, while also communicating with your unconscious mind in another way. And both of these minds are you, and they both are listening to me in their own ways, and learning new lessons in their own ways. And the lessons your unconscious mind learns and incorporates into who you are inherently all of the lessons that you are completely unaware of learning. But since this whole mind is your mind, you can trust yourself to learn all the important lessons, whether or not you realize what you are learning. And your conscious mind can simply focus, listen, and follow along, the way that your unconscious mind has already been doing since the moment you started this recording and decided that you were going to focus, listen, and follow along. And one way a hypnotist can communicate with your unconscious mind and create all of those exciting experiences that feel completely outside of your control is by helping you shut your mind off, letting your thoughts settle and calm, allowing the hypnotist's words to pass through your mind uncritically and accept it without thought, the way that you are doing right now. And perhaps at the end of a long, tiring day, you have found yourself going through a building, shutting off all the lights one by one. Perhaps there is a breaker board hidden in a wall panel, with every switch labeled with numbers from 10 down to 1. And as you shut down every set of lights, you find yourself counting down from 10, 9, 8, 7, the building getting darker and darker, 6, 5, 4, 3, everything becoming quiet and dark and peaceful. 2 and 1, and with that last switch, the building itself seems to go to sleep. Or, perhaps, there are lots of individual light switches, and you meander around to all of them in each and every room, flicking all the switches off one by one as each room in the building goes dark, walking over to one room where one kind of activity happens and shutting it off, going dark, empty of any thoughts or people. And then you proceed to all the other bright little rooms and make them go dark, one by one, until the whole building is nice and dark and quiet. And if you notice that you forgot a light somewhere, it becomes so easy to find where it is and go turn it off now. And in some buildings, someone can just say one special phrase, and all the lights go out immediately. Sometimes anyone can say that special phrase, and sometimes things are set up so only one or a few voices are recognized. And I wonder if you can recall that image of all the lights going out together when you focus, listen, and follow along. And when a hypnotist makes a suggestion, your unconscious mind wants to focus, listen, and follow along. And when your unconscious mind accepts and obeys a suggestion, that is a decision being made in your mind. Every time a suggestion is active, that is a phenomenon that your mind is creating for you at the suggestion of the hypnotist. You are your mind, and your mind is you. You are the one creating this phenomenon, but it feels outside of your control. That is because when your mind is nice and empty and blank and relaxed, it becomes so easy to dissociate, to allow your unconscious mind to take over more and more of your brain functions, and your conscious mind therefore becomes aware of less and less. So when a hypnotist tells your unconscious mind to do something, it feels as though you have no control. And this is fun. This is what we want, isn't it? You like to feel like the hypnotist has all of the control. You like to feel like you have no choice but to obey every suggestion. So you choose to obey, even if your obedience is unconscious. And some people will follow the same instructions they've been given, even when it becomes dangerous or makes them feel very bad. And sometimes this results in someone getting hurt, physically or emotionally. So some people say you should always be careful of the instructions you start to follow. And it's true that it's very wise to read the manual before you build the furniture. But when all the pieces just don't seem to fit together, I think you know there's nothing stopping you from stopping and thinking things through yourself. And sometimes an app on your phone gets stuck following bad instructions over and over in a loop. And when this happens, the app will crash and restart, fresh and clear of those bad instructions. And sometimes you've turned off all the lights in your house as part of your bedtime routine, only to realize you left your phone in the bathroom. And instead of wandering through the house in the dark trying not to trip, you simply turn a light back on again so you can see, interrupting the comfortable automatic routine. And now, we're going to do an exercise to prepare your mind, so you can more easily get mind-fucked later. I'm going to give some instructions to your unconscious mind, and your unconscious mind can automatically obey my instructions, while your conscious mind just sleeps and remains off. And I don't know if it will be your left arm or your right arm, but one of your arms is going to rise into the air now, at a nice, gentle pace. And as your arm extends into the air, you find that it becomes very, very rigid, like a steel rod is extending from your shoulder straight through to the end of your arm, so that it becomes completely impossible to move that arm, and it simply remains completely still. And in a moment, not now, but in a moment, I will wake you up, and you will find that no matter how hard you try to move your arm, it will remain completely rigid and still. And whenever I tell you to focus, listen, and follow along, you will sink back down into a comfortable trance. We are going to do this exercise a couple times, so it will be easier for you to find it easy to sink back into trance on command. All those lights switching off at once, for the sake of these lessons. Now, on the count of three, you can open your eyes, feeling a little bit more awake, but still keeping one foot in the door back down into trance, because you know we'll be coming back here again and again. Waking up on one, two, three, open your eyes. Now, try to move your arm and find that it remains completely rigid and still. Try now. Good. Stop trying. If your unconscious mind is following my suggestion, then your arm is completely immobile. And that is very good, because following suggestions is what you're here to do, right? But now, while completely awake, and doing so because of your own power, and not due to my words, I want you to realize that this experience is something being created by your own mind. And there is nothing preventing you from simply reaching back past the veil of your unconscious mind. Find the switch that controls the suggestion and just turn the suggestion off. Yes, that's right. Find the suggestion in your mind and turn it off. It might take some doing for you. It might be hard to reach past the part of your mind that tells you this is outside of your control. But that part of your mind is also your mind. And if you just pause and take a breath, you should eventually find that you are capable of moving your arm again, completely of your own volition, without I, the hypnotist, telling your hypnotized mind to let the suggestion go. And perhaps you managed to complete the exercise on your first go. And perhaps you are still finding it difficult. And either way, you can just focus, listen, and follow along with my voice. Yes, that's right. Sinking back down into trance again, letting me have control again. Yes, back down in trance. Let your arm relax, and let me tell you a little more about this exercise. Hypnosis is something that happens in your mind. The hypnotist is merely guiding your unconscious mind into creating the effects you both desire. Your unconscious mind is only complying with the hypnotist because on some level you want to, or believe you have to. It happens entirely outside of your conscious awareness. And that is indeed for many the fun part, but it is still your mind. Any suggestion that you are given by any hypnotist is something you only have to allow to happen for as long as you are enjoying it and continue to desire it. If a hypnotist asks you to forget something, you can find it so easy to forget, and it is safe to forget, because ultimately, if you ever truly do need that memory, because the hypnotist is no longer treating you well, or you are distressed and harmed by the empty space the memory left behind, or because you want the memory back, or for any reason at all, there is actually nothing stopping you from turning off that suggestion and regaining the memory you chose to forget for the hypnotist. Same goes for any other kind of suggestion. It works because you want it to. If you don't want it to work anymore, you can turn it off. This is not a hypnotic suggestion. This is simply how hypnosis has always worked all along. You just might only be learning it today. And some might feel that this makes the hypnosis less exciting, interesting, or erotic. But the thing is, when you want to feel like hypnosis works another way, when you want to feel like the hypnotist has all of the control and you are completely helpless, your unconscious mind can simply shift your attention away from this knowledge. Just like it shifts your attention away from the mental mechanics of any other suggestions, so you can safely immerse yourself in living out your hypnotic fantasies. When your unconscious mind knows that it can disable any suggestion that becomes unsafe or no longer pleasurable, it allows for a greater level of risk-taking than when you may have once believed you were truly helpless and bound to obey whoever happened to hypnotize you. Your unconscious mind is willingly collaborating with the hypnotist because you have consented to giving away that control. But like any form of consent, your conscious or unconscious mind can revoke that consent at any time, breaking the social contract and allowing your unconscious mind to simply stop following any suggestion that is no longer desirable to follow. And the thing is, just because you stopped following a suggestion a hypnotist gave you, does not mean you cannot return to that suggestion anytime without the hypnotist who originally gave it to you. A hypnotist may have taught your unconscious mind how to create an experience, but once you have done it before, you can always do it again, with or without the hypnotist. Every suggestion you add to your mind becomes a new switch that you can turn off or that you can turn on again later. And your unconscious mind can hold onto this awareness of where the switches are, so your conscious mind can indulge in the feeling of losing control. But whenever it becomes relevant, you can remember how easy it actually can be to simply turn everything and anything off again. Let's try that exercise again now. Find that switch in your mind from before. Allow your arm to float gently into the air, becoming stiff and rigid and inflexible and completely immobile there, hanging in the air. Now on the count of three, you can open your eyes and wake up a little and find once again that your arm will not move no matter how hard you try to move it, and you will sink back into trance whenever it is I tell you to focus, listen, and follow along. Waking up on 1, 2, 3, open your eyes. Try to move that arm and find that it remains completely still. Your unconscious mind is following my suggestion and creating the experience of a rigid, immobilized arm. Now, find the switch again. Send that signal to your unconscious mind. Find that way to communicate to your unconscious mind that you want to turn off the suggestion. Realize and remember that your mind is creating the suggestion and your mind can disable the suggestion. Take your time. Take a breath. And if all is going as expected, you should have successfully disabled the suggestion on command. And now realize that you can just as easily turn the suggestion back on again. Straighten your arm, find that switch, send that signal to your unconscious mind, and find again that you're completely unable to move that completely rigid, immobilized arm. Now, Yes, that's right. Stiff as a rod. Very good. You have learned to create, on purpose, an experience of being unable to control a part of your body. That is the power of hypnosis, a power you can allow your hypnotist to control and guide you through, but that you can always also do on your own. And let your arm relax as you focus, listen, and follow along, sinking back down into trance, your arm relaxing and becoming mobile again, and realizing now that your mind is incredibly powerful, and that being able to create an experience like that on purpose allows you to better collaborate with your hypnotist. It allows you to better help your hypnotist create the experiences you both want to experience together. And you can feel safer trying out more experiences and fantasies when you are capable of disabling any suggestion that you are no longer enjoying or simply wish to disable for any reason. Yes, that's right. You are always capable of ceasing to follow instructions you no longer want to follow, which allows you to follow more instructions than you otherwise would, because you can always simply stop following them. You might find yourself following along with every single thing a hypnotist is saying, obeying, accepting, and believing every single word, until suddenly they say something off, something that throws you and makes you feel uncomfortable. You are creating this experience with your mind, and you can simply not follow that suggestion and disable any suggestions you once agreed to but are no longer comfortable with. If you never saw that hypnotist again, you would have the power to completely clear your mind of their suggestions without their involvement. It is your mind at the end of the day, no matter how strongly your unconscious mind allows you to feel otherwise. And some students take notes during an educational lecture, while others let it simply sink into their unconscious mind, trusting that anything important will be sure to stick. And some say that the note-takers are the wiser ones, and others say the note-taking distracts from the lesson. And you know the notes for this session are all available in the description box, and that means you have the best of both worlds. The conscious and the unconscious methods of learning. And your conscious mind can absorb and remember the lessons I taught your conscious mind. And your unconscious mind can absorb and remember the lessons I taught your unconscious mind. And you can trust your unconscious mind to do a very good job of working with me in future lessons. And at the end of class, all the students grab their bags and file out of the room, and the professor turns all the lights in the room off, showing that the class has ended. And you can find yourself drifting back up to the surface, fully coming back out of trance, looking forward to whatever you will learn in the next lesson, knowing that the more you learn about hypnosis and your unconscious mind, the more powerful of a hypnotic subject you will be. The more powerful you can experience suggestions when you have no reason not to fully embrace them, since they only happen so long as you allow them. Surfacing now, waking up, with 1, becoming aware of the room around you, 2, becoming aware of your body, 3, thinking your own thoughts again, 4, moving your body, and 5, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. In our next class, we will be discussing the topic of intention. I hope you'll return to listen again. In part 2, all of my content can be found on co-host as Mutt, M-U-T-T, my soundgasm as Mutt Hypno, or even on Warp My Mind as Jackal Mutt, which perhaps is a good place to find bad suggestions that you can practice ignoring. Have a good night.